Rob, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be here, Ruby.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine to have you. Now, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has released its draft news media bargaining code. What exactly is the role of this?
Basically, the idea is that there's a power imbalance, a bargaining power imbalance between Google and news media businesses and between Facebook and news media businesses. And the idea of the code is to help deal with that imbalance. And some of that imbalance is money. So Google and Facebook don't pay news media businesses for news to a great extent currently. And some of it is a bit more business predictability. No, nobody knows when Google or Facebook algorithms are going to change, but this will change that.
Of course. And what are some of the kind of major events that have led to the release of the draft code?
Okay, so last year, the ACCC, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, published its Digital Platforms Inquiry. Now, this was a very long piece of work in terms of 580-odd pages, and examined in close detail the interaction between platform businesses and news businesses and platform businesses and other advertisers. And basically, it made a series of recommendations to government. In December last year, the government accepted a number of those recommendations, and one of those was to have a voluntary code under which Google and Facebook would pay news media businesses for content. Now, that code was negotiated for a few months. It was supposed to be come to a conclusion by June this year, but by the end of April, the ACCC told the Treasurer, nah, they're not coming to the party, we're not going to get a negotiated outcome. And so Treasury directed the ACCC to issue a draft code, and this code will be mandatory.
Right. And I'm not an expert in this, but to my understanding, the code does not specify how much news businesses should be paid. So how will it enforce this?
Okay. So the way it's going to work is it doesn't say what the amount is, but it does come up with a way that you get to a negotiated settlement. So basically the rules are if a news media business wants to be paid, and the news media business has to have professional journalists who abide by professional standards and has to have a revenue threshold, then they get registered with the Australian Communications and Media Authority, another regulator, and they start negotiations with Google or Facebook. And Google or Facebook must engage in these negotiations. Failing to do so is a breach of the code, and I'll come on to those penalties in a bit. If they can't come to a conclusion, to a negotiated outcome, in 12 weeks, and in that 12 weeks, they've got to have at least one day of mediation as well, then it goes off to be arbitrated. This is where I think there's a really clever twist, because instead of saying to the arbitrator, you can decide on what the right outcome is between the parties, there's a process called, well, I always called it baseball determination, but sometimes it's called final offer arbitration. So each side makes their best and final offer, but the arbitrator can only choose one of them, can't pick somewhere in between. And what that tends to do is mean that each of the sides get closer and closer together because they don't want to be too far apart, because either one wins or one and one loses, or the other way around. So it tends to get to a negotiated outcome. And we'll start to see the results of those, if things go as expected, in January or February next year.
Right. And so the SBS, the ABC and community radio stations are not included in this. So what was the rationale behind that?
Yeah. Okay. So what the government says is, well, this process is essentially to make up for lost advertising revenue. And because advertising revenue isn't the primary source of income for the ABC, community radio or SBS, even if sponsorship and advertising is still an important part of revenue, they're outside of that process. On the other hand, once they're registered as news media businesses, they still get the benefits of the other part, which is the predictability part. And that predictability part says that if Google or Facebook's going to change their algorithms in a way that might place news in a different location in a search or on a Facebook page, then they have to let those news media businesses know.
Right. And so we have this first step. Now, yep. What comes next?
Okay, so we've got the draft code. At the moment, there's up until the end of August or the 28th of August, people can make comments on the draft code. It's expected that that code will then go to Parliament in September. It becomes law the day after, or a couple of days after it goes through Parliament, when the Governor General signs off. And we can expect to see two things. First, the first negotiations occurring, people registering that they're news media businesses with the Australian Communications and Media Authority, but also the ACCC looking very hard to make sure that each of Google and Facebook are negotiating if they're required to negotiate. And the penalties are pretty harsh if you breach the code. The courts can order a penalty which can be the greater of either $10 million or 10% of annual revenue in Australia. Those are very big numbers, especially if there are a lot of news media businesses saying Google breached the code or Facebook breached the code.
Absolutely. Well, Rob, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been a big eye-opener on this one.
It's been great talking to you, Ruby.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Thank you.